Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. Take your Bible. I told you this morning I'd be preaching out of the same passage, so go back to Jeremiah chapter 6, if you would. And look, no old-time fundamental preacher could pass verse 16 in this chapter without parking it for a while and preaching a little bit, all right? So we're going to go there tonight, Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 16, and we'll just be there a little bit. Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein. Notice the Bible says, ask for the old paths, all right? I know that I've lived long enough to qualify as an old man, okay? I understand that. Youth is gone. It's over. And I also know, yeah, we're living in a new day. Heard that too. And I think as a people, we're in love with new things. Man, it's just that new thing. And new is always considered to be better. Well, I'll be honest with you. I've got a bone to pick with the younger generation over a lot of things. I definitely would argue that much of what is new is not better. In many cases, it's not even as good, all right? I can think of numerous things along that line that it's nowhere near as good as older things. And that's one thing about as you're older, you get to look back and you get to talk to young people and tell them, I just want you to know what you missed. Now they say, well, it ain't my fault. I got here as soon as I could, right? And I guess that's true. It's not their fault. But to all of that being true, I'm not here to preach my opinion, okay? I'm not going to do that. But my Bible, this book right here says we need to ask not for the new paths, but the old paths. The old paths, all right? By the way, the old path we're talking about is a biblical path. We're talking about a biblical path. The prophet Jeremiah talking here said, you asked for the old paths. He said, what we're talking about is those paths that God laid down. And he's the one that laid them down. He put them there. It's not a path of psychology or science, you know. It's not that kind of path at all. And I'm speaking to you just honest tonight. Our attitude shouldn't be, give me something new. But could you show me more of the old path, all right? Could you just show me a little more of that old path? There's something about it. First of all, I want you to see the old path leads to God. Amen. The old path leads to God. Yeah. Folks, there is only one way to God. Amen. We sang just a while ago, the way of the cross leads home. There, that's the only way, all right? Amen. There is one way. There's only one way. Nothing new about that way. The Lord Jesus Christ made it very plain when he was here on the earth. He said, no man cometh unto the Father but by me. Amen. If you're getting there, you're going through Jesus Christ. Amen. If you're getting to the Father, the path of God leads directly through the Lord Jesus Christ and his finished work on Calvary. Amen. And if that had not been done, you'd not get to God, all right? You just couldn't do it, no way in the world. And hey, by the way, if you don't take that path, you won't get there. You won't get there. It's not the path through this church or that church. It's the path through the Lord Jesus Christ. It's that path. It's not the path of your righteousness. It's the path of his righteousness. No other way will work, all right? Man has come up with substitutes for everything. We've got salt substitute. We've got sugar substitute. All right? You can even go to some burger joints today and get a burger that's got no meat in it. What's the reason to go if that's what you're going to do? All right? I mean, but we've developed that, you know, a substitute for everything. But I'm going to tell you this, there is no substitute for the Lord Jesus Christ. There's no substitute that'll get you to God except that old path. That's the only way to go. That is the only way to go. And I'm afraid today there's a host of people that go to church that are good folks, but I believe they've been led wrong, and they're counting on what they can do to get them to heaven. And I'll tell you the reason I say it is not just because I think it sounds good, because I've spent so much time knocking on doors and talking to people. And I'm amazed at the number of people that will tell me when I ask them, how do you know that you're going to heaven? I mean, what makes you think you're going? And they'll tell me something along the line of, well, because I'm a good person, or I'm trying to do my best, that kind of thing, or I've never done anything really super bad, you know. But what they're counting on is themselves. What a sad thing. What a sad thing. Not going to happen. You got to come through God. I was talking last evening to Brother Davis, my son-in-law's dad, and he was telling me as a young person, a young man, started going to church, and he said, I was in a Southern Baptist church. He said, I'd been there for weeks and several months. He said, there was absolutely no conviction. He said, I was lost, as lost could be. But he said there was no conviction whatsoever. And then he told me how he got into the situation under the preaching of the Word of God where he got saved. But somebody had to preach the truth to him, and they preached that's that old path, all right? It's the old path that leads to God. Hey, I'll tell you this, it's the old path that leads to good. Notice what the Bible says there. It says, as for the old path, where is the good way? Good way. It's the old path that leads to good. It's a good way, good way. When you travel down the old path, spiritually, it's going to lead to good things. It's going to lead to good things. Now, if you get out in the woods somewhere and you come upon a lane that you think, well, it's kind of grown over, but I think I can still take it, I'm not guaranteeing you that will lead you to good things, all right? It may not, but spiritually, you take those old paths, and those old paths are going to lead you to some good things. You say, what do you mean, preacher? Well, let me just give you a few examples. It'll lead you to good kids. Amen. It'll lead you. You want to raise good kids? You take the old path. Amen. You take the old path. I was just a kid, and I remember when a fellow by the name of Dr. Spock, now not the one on Star Trek, not the one with the pointed ears, all right, but the child psychologist, that came out, Dr. Benjamin Spock, came out and thought he had a better way to raise children. And man, he espoused it, and a lot of people fell in line. I'll tell you, he was dead wrong. Dead wrong. Today it's not him, but it's the sociologists, the psychologists, the child advocates come along and tell you they've got a better way for you to go about deleting and learning your kids, all right, and raising them. They're dead wrong. Amen. Dead wrong. They're as wrong as they can be. And I look around, and I don't see much proof of their method. No. I see a bunch of young people, young kiddos today, out of control, man. Yeah. Out of control. And you go into many classrooms today, and you've got an undisciplined situation, and the kids are romping all over everywhere, you know. But, hey, you can't do any discipline because the best discipline, according to that crowd, is, now listen, you're going to have time out, you know, or something like that. I just want to tell you something. The old path do you a lot better. The old path do you a lot better. I know it's not popular. In some places, it's illegal. It's illegal. Some parts of it are. But I want to say this to you. The old path doesn't just involve taking a belt or a paddle and giving a whipping. It's a whole lot more than that. And by the way, if that's the only thing you're going to use, just don't even bother. Because you're not going to get the job done. But that old path of raising kids says, you know what, takes a little bit of time. Takes a little bit of time. You got to learn to spend some time. That's why the Bible says, you fathers, bring your children up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. It's a job we have, men. It's our job. Bring them up right. Bring them up right. Raise them in the nurture. You nurture them along. You feed them, not just physically, but you help them. You provide the leadership. You show them how it is to be done. But then you expect them to to do it.
Amen.
You expect them to do it. And if they don't, then there's repercussion. Right. And yes, the Bible does say, you won't kill them if you give them a whipping, all right?
Amen.
It's not going to be the end of the world. Most of you sitting here, your parents raised you with a rod of correction. They paddled you. I've been paddled with a little bit of everything, from a switch to a belt and what else, I don't know. That's the reason I am kind of messed up today, all right? No, it's the goodness of God. Thank God I had parents that loved me. And by the way, that's what it all starts with. You love them. You love them. But you don't love them and say, well, I love them so much that I just can't. Well, you don't love them then. You don't love them as much as you should. Hey, it's those old paths. Hey, by the way, the old path about raising kids, you get them in church. You get them in church. You bring them to the house of God. I didn't say you send them. I said you bring them. You bring them to the house of God. You're there with them. You see to it that they're there and they're present. And if there's memory verses to learn, then help them to learn the memory verse. I mean, whatever there is, you get involved in it.
Amen.
You'll be a part of it. Bring them up that way. Listen, you want to raise good kids? It's that old path. It's that old path. That's what it is. There's not a better path. There's not a better prescription. You know, all these people say, well, if you hit your child, they're going to be violent. I found it to be the other way around. Most of the time it's the kids that weren't properly disciplined that are the ones that go off the deep end. The ones that are raised biblically don't do that. Don't do that. They grew up to be decent, respectful, hardworking, obedient, godly people. So what do you want your kids to be? Hey, it's the old path. It's that old path. That's the one that leads to good. Not only will it lead to good kids, it'll lead to good homes,
amen,
good marriages. That's what it takes.
Right.
It takes that. The old path says there's different roles for mom and dad and husband and the wife and the home.
Amen.
That's the old path. The old path doesn't say the wife handles everything, runs it.
No.
We live in a day, ladies, I don't want to make you mad, but we live in a day where really the majority of women want to run the house. And it's a mistake. Amen. It's a mistake if you let them do it. It's a mistake if you let them do it. Ladies, it's a mistake if you try to do it. Well, my husband won't. Will you help him? But don't take his role. Well, he's not better than me. Well, who in the world said he was? Hey, the fact that there's different roles in the home does not mean one's better than the other. There's just no way. It's a job where you work together. I'm sorry, but the Bible says the husband's the head of the home. He's the head of the wife.
Right.
And the Bible does say that a wife is to submit herself to her husband.
Right.
There's nothing wrong with that. By the way, if you can't find a man that you can do that with, then don't get married, okay?
Amen.
Just don't do it.
Right.
Say, well, fine, I won't get married. I mean, if you can't find one that can do what he should and lead, then don't get married. But don't you think I'll get married and I'll run the show. You're not going to have a happy home. It's not going to be a good home, all right? It needs, those roles need to be followed. You want a wonderful home where happiness and peace reign, that's the kind of home you need to have, all right? You need the one that follows that old path, all right? The scriptural method. The scriptural method. And it needs to be gone into with the idea, hey, we're getting married and we're going to celebrate that. The Woolridges are here this morning, 65 years of marriage. That doesn't just happen. That doesn't just happen. Look, I didn't know how many things you could find to argue about until I got married. You said, y'all argue about everything? No. But I found there was a lot of things you could argue about.
Yes, sir.
The huge majority of them are totally unimportant.
Right.
Totally unimportant. But if you want to, you can argue about them.
Oh, yeah.
There's plenty to fuss about, all right?
Amen.
I mean, there's plenty.
Yeah.
Hey, men, you're never going to understand them.
No.
Ain't going to happen.
No.
Ladies, you're never going to figure them out.
No.
All right? Now, you may figure out how to lead them around. But you're not going to figure them out. You're going to wonder, why are they that way? I don't know why we're that way. We just are, okay? And there's always going to be something we can fuss and argue over. But if you want to have a good home, a good marriage, you're going to do it down this old path. You're going to do it down this old path. And you got to stay on that old path. Hey, by the way, the old path leads to good government. The old path leads to government. We're talking about government that was founded and grounded on the principles of the Word of God.
Right.
That was our country.
Right.
That was our country. Country founded, grounded on the principles of the Word of God. There was respect for life.
Amen.
There was respect for life. There was an expectation and a realization of responsibility. People had a responsibility. And everybody needed to pick up their own responsibility.
Amen.
We'll have a government of freedom. We'll have a government, I believe, of equal opportunity. When it comes from the principles of the Word of God, that good government is marked by the government that says we're going to stick with the principles of the Word of God. The reason our land and the reason our country is in more and more turmoil today, and it gets worse and worse, is because as the days go by, we get further and further away from the principles of the Word of God.
Amen.
That's it, plain and simple.
Yes.
And the further we get away, the more trouble we'll have. Why? Because you want the good government, you need to take the old path to get there.
Amen.
You need to take the old path to get there. The new way, it's not going to work.
Nope.
The new way that says government will take care of you. Government's not designed to take care of you.
Right.
All right? Our founding documents talk about the right, if you will, to an opportunity. Not a guarantee of success, but an opportunity to get there. An opportunity to get there. Hey, When you start trying to figure it out and you look at the government to take care of you, it's not going to work. You see, God made it plain He was going to take care of us.
Amen.
But He gave us government to help us. Because
right.
It's not in man that liveth to direct his steps.
Right.
Hey, there is a need for law enforcement.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
There's a need for law enforcement. I better not use that illustration. All right? But there is a need for law enforcement. It's necessary. There's somebody needs to be watching when people are driving the roads. Somebody needs to be watching. There is a need because there's some people that are determined to go against the Word of God and the way of God, and there's a need for law enforcement. There is a need for government, but it's not to take care of you. God's going to do that. It is to give you the opportunity to be successful in life. Hey, you want good government? Take the old path.
Right.
Take the old path.
Yeah.
The old path. Hey, just plain and simple, the old path leads to a good life.
Amen.
Leads to a good life. You just take the old path. We're talking about a life that's marked by things like happiness, contentment, peace. Peace. I look sometimes at these rags on the newsstand. You don't have to open them. All you have to do is read the front. And you realize the rich and famous are not happy. And they're not content. They're not content. And they're always trying to get one up on the opposition. And they look at everybody else as the opposition. And they've got all this stuff, but they're not contented. The truth of the matter is, you and I, you're taking that old path, and you're living the life God says to live. You sit in your home that's not worth $6 million. You drive your car that's not worth $150,000, and it didn't cost that either, okay? And you shop at Walmart. You shop at those places that are considered discount stores. But there's more contentment in your house than there is their house. A lot more content. A lot more happiness. A lot more peace. A lot more peace, man. We don't have to worry about having the police called out. Not have to worry about having the police called out. Now, I've been in homes. I've been called. When I rounded the corner and looked down the street, the house I was going to, the police were already there. Now, let me say this to you. That never happened at a house where they were doing it the old path.
Right.
Never follow. It wasn't where they were following the old path. Never. Never. I've been called to houses where I walked into the house and stood and tried to talk to people, and man, they're glaring at each other, the child, teenager glaring at the mom, and the mom standing there and her arms are red where the child's been slapping them and beating them on there. And I'll tell you what, they weren't walking that old path, okay? There wasn't peace in that home. There wasn't contentment. But if you'll take that old path, you'll take that old path and follow it, you'll know what it is to have some real peace. You know what it is to have some contentment. You can get home and be happy. Your furniture may be a little bit worn, but that's okay.
Amen.
That's okay.
That's right.
It's a comfortable place.
Amen.
Comfortable place. That old path leads you to a life of no regrets.
There you go.
No regrets.
Right.
Ever stop and think about it? How many people have you heard said, well, I've had my life to live over again? If I've had my life to live over again, I'd try to do the same kind of thing I've done, but I'd try to do it a little better.
Amen.
But it wouldn't be a total makeover, all right?
Right?
Just try to do it better and do it more faithfully and more consistently. That new path leads to a life of no regrets. That old path leads to a life of no regrets. The new path leads to discontentment, unhappiness, confusion, turmoil. Stick on the old path.
Amen.
Remember what the Bible said? Ask for the old path.
That's right.
Lastly, the old path leads to glory.
Amen.
That's where the old path leads. Notice what our text says. It says, you stand ye in the ways and see and ask for the old path. Where is the good way? And walk therein. And ye shall find rest, not for your feet, not for your body, but for your soul.
Amen.
For your soul. Hebrews chapter 9, or Hebrews chapter 4, verse 9 tells us, there remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God.
Amen.
I don't for a minute believe that rest is here.
No.
It's not here, okay? But it's coming.
Amen.
Because it's promised. It's promised. The place of rest for the child of God is in glory. It's in heaven, all right? That's the final destination for the old path. Where are you headed? I'm headed to heaven. That's where I'm headed, all right? Songwriter said, when by his grace I shall look on his face, that will be glory for me. Glory for me. Glory for me. When by his grace I shall look on his face, that will be glory for me. Now you hear me. That's where the old path will take you. That's where the old path will take you. By the way, you take that old path, you won't get there all beat up and bruised and battered either, all
right?
You just won't. It'll take you down a better way. Take you down a better, smoother road. Oh, I didn't say there won't be some obstacles. There will. There will be some challenges. There will. We need them. But that old path take you to heaven, take you to glory.
Right.
Is that the path you're on today? Is it the old path? Or are you trying some new ideas, all right? Now, I'm not against you coming up with a new recipe.
Nope.
I'm not against that. But I still believe what I'm fixing to say, the old recipes still produce the best food. They still produce the best food. Some old recipes. Hey, it's that old path. Take you where you want to go. Don't worry about trying to blaze a new trail. Now, just get on the old path, all right? Get on the old path. Be content. Find out what God says about it and do it. Just find out what God says about it. Yeah, you say, well, I'm thinking of my career. Well, what does God say?
Right.
What does God say? Well, I'm considering. All right, what does God say?
Right.
What does God say? You ought to consider Him.
Amen.
Our prayer ought to be, Lord, You help me make the right decision.
That's right. That's right.
Help me keep it right. Help me stay on that old path. That new path mess you up, all right? It'll destroy you. It's destroyed multitudes of homes, devastated lives. I've watched down through the years, I've seen kids grow up in church and they get out of school and they get out on their own and they decide to take a new path. What a mess. What a mess. Spend time in prison. Not everyone, no. But they go through trouble. They go through problems. And I don't know how many times I've sat and thought, you know, you didn't have to go through that. If you stayed in that old path where you were brought up, if you'd have stayed in that old path, you'd have come out better. You'd have been better off. So what path are you on? Stay in an old path? Maybe you're at a crossroads. Maybe you're there at a fork in the road. And there's that what you think is the opportunity to go a new way. You better pray about it. You better spend a long time thinking. Seeking God. What path are you on? Heavenly Father, help us tonight. Help us to see. The Bible says, choose that old path. Ask for the old path. Lord, help us to do that. It ought to be, Lord, you show us more of the old way. Show us the way you want us to walk. Show us where you'd have us to be. Show me what decision I need to make. Lord, help us to live in that old past. Reject the new today that's offered. Old devil's always got something that he offers, packages, makes it look good. Lord, help us take the old path. It's in your name I pray. Amen. Let's stand together, if you will. Page 17, Have Thine Own Way, Lord. We'll sing a verse or two of invitation. If you need to come, altar's open. Would you come tonight while we sing? Come on. Come on while we sing.
Have thine own way.